Meanwhile, the GLWA, the Great Lakes Water Authority, is taking a look at attorney Jeffrey Collins to head investigation into Metro Detroit flooding. Lloyd Jackson, our WJR senior news analyst, is all over this story right now.
The Great Lakes Water Authority expected to vote next week on whether to hire attorney, former judge, and former U.S. attorney Jeffrey Collins to oversee its investigation of flooding last month that resulted in damage to thousands of homes. The committee formed to investigate the authority's response to heavy rainfall June 25th, 26th, and last week recommended Collins, who was also a native Detroiter. Now, the committee chose Collins based on his experience with investigations and his commitment to conducting a fair and full investigation into the weather events. Collins is a graduate of Howard University Law School. He has been a judge on the Detroit Recorder's Court, Michigan Court of Appeals, and Wayne County Circuit Court. Now, the Water Authority's Chief Public Affairs Officer, Michelle Stradowski, says the committee will begin interviewing engineering firms on Monday. Now, not only did basements flood, mostly in Detroit and the Dearborn area and the Grosse Pointe, but also freeways, as you know, turned into small swimming pools and stranded hundreds of motorists, you know. So the investigation should be complete, Paul W., in 2 to 3 months.
We still scratch our heads on the swimming pool aspect of swimming in an underpass with all of the stuff that's in that water. People out there with their pool toys swimming.
Yes.
It's just, it defies any kind of sense. But be that as it may, so you get the basement flooding in Detroit, Dearborn area, Grosse Pointe, all of that. You get the freeways closed. You strand hundreds of motorists, ruin hundreds of cars for people making either a poor decision or not being able to see the water, and all of a sudden it's all around them, whatever the excuse. Doesn't this mean, Lloyd Jackson, that if the Great Lakes Water Authority is, to use an old term, lawyering up, that it's not just that they want to investigate themselves to find out what went wrong and how they can make it better? They want to be prepared for the lawsuits that might be on the way.
Well, there are lawsuits already. There are 11 folks, homeowners from the Grosse Pointe, who are suing the Great Lakes Water Authority in the city of Detroit. So the lawsuits are there. So you may be right, Paul W. I mean, this may be a way to, you know, make sure things are taken care of investigatively, but also just in case they need help with the lawsuits.
Yeah, I got to believe that's certainly a big part of it. Now, I understand they're also going to hire, or they're talking about also hiring some kind of engineering help, if you will, to again investigate. I mean, they provide the drinking water and sewer services for Southeast Michigan, and I mean, we're talking to the communities of Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties, but it's a very big deal, and people are mad and are saying enough already. This isn't once every 500 years.
No,
it's far more often than that. And it's been raining since man began, and even before man was around. How come we can't figure out a way to handle it, no matter how much is thrown at us at once? We got a lot of land. We got a lot of areas that could be those retention ponds we hear about. But we always hear that this pump or that pump didn't work, or there weren't enough pumps, or, oh, my goodness, in a storm, the electricity went out, which is exactly what one should plan on in terms of generators and other stuff. And people, especially after this last time, or now two times in the last few weeks, people aren't going to take this anymore.
No,
we pay a lot in taxes, and this is one of those things that you kind of, well, used to kind of take for granted, that you were going to be living in a place that you wouldn't be flooded out of.
That's correct. And I think if there is a thorough investigation and we find out, you know, what the problems are, that hopefully some infrastructure funds and some money and the governor and the legislature can get together and the Great Lakes Water Authority and come together and fix this once and for all. Because there is a problem. We just need to find out what it is and fix it.
Well put, Lloyd. Thanks much. We appreciate it. Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst.